Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Simin Shin Pei Beis. We are up to Sif Tazayin. We're on the second to last line on Reish Nun Beis. We're about to turn on to page 504. The Mechaber says in Sif Tazayin, "Im yesh lo eino Yehudi chamisha schirim olakitim Yisraelim." If the guy has five workers that are Yisraelim, Dorin Bebeso, and they're all living in his house, so ein di rasam chashuva dira sheyasru ze al ze. The dwelling of the five Yisraelim that are working for the goy, living in the goy's house, do not create an iser one on the other. You might think that since there's five Yisraelim there, they have to make an Erev together, but really, since they are all in the goy's house as workers, they are not going to aser one on the other. And then the Ramah says, and we'll read it with the adjustment of the Mishabur and Zivkatan on Hey, that we'll get to soon. Usechiro shel eino Yehudi eino oser im sochrum ibalabayas. The worker of the goy does not aser as long as you did the schirus from the balabayas. So says the Mishabur and Zivkatan on Beis. The five Yisraelim that are working for the goy are dorim bebeiso, b'chadorim yuchadim l'kol echad b'fnei atzmo. Each one has his own room, so their dira does not aser on each other. Sifkata nun gimel, the afal gav, the achshiv vinu rabbanon l'di rosam, even though the rabbanon were machshiv their dwelling, v'nasim kibaylam al yodan l'haskir harishus v'afibu shalomit asakum, even though Chazal are giving serious chashivus to the dwelling of these Jewish workers in the goy's house, so much so that they can do the schiras rishus without the das of the goyish owner, but lo amru elo lahakel. Chazal only gave this leniency as a kula to help us out. Avalo sheyia dirasan chashuv adira, but not so much so that the dwelling of the Jews there should be considered a dwelling. Sheyasru zel zeka shel ervu. They didn't go so far to say that their dwelling is really a dwelling. They can ask on each other without an eriv. It's only there to help us that they can do the schiras rishus on behalf of the goy, even against his will. The be'emes ain't dirasam yuchedes lahem, because really their dwelling is not designated specifically as their place. It's really the guy's house. He has rights there and he can remove the Jews whenever he wants. So though the Jews that are working for the guy, living in the guy's house, can help us in that they can do the schiras rishus, so it's considered like the rishus in terms of that, but not that if you have five of them living in five different rooms that they'll aser on one another without an eruv. Sevkoto nun dalud. They will not aser zel zevahu adin shein osrim al b'nei chatzar. If there are other houses in the chatzar that have Yisraelim, these Jews are not going to aser on the other members of the chatzar. They ain't tzrichin lehishtatev be'eruv. These Jews do not need to contribute to the eruv. They don't have to make their own eruv, and they do not need to contribute to the eruv of the other dwellers in the chatzar. Sivkatan un hei. It's a toast so for the lashon of schirus. V'tzaruch lomar usachiro. It means to say usachiro v'ratzalom. What the Ramah is saying is, if the members of the chotzer did schiras rishus on the goy himself, who's the owner, ain't sarach liskor min asochir v'alokit. They don't also have to go ahead and do schiras from the worker. Beinim hu yisrael akum, whether the worker is a Jew or a goy. Umilsa de pshitahu, this is a very obvious point. Ella, but the lefi made kaim alon, but based on what we hold, that we're giving chashivas to their dwelling, they could do schiras rishus through them, like we said. So havimina, I would have said that we should view them as two goyim living in a house, like we saw last night, that you would have to do schiras from each goy. Kamash malon, comes the Ramah to teach me, de lakula amrina v'lo l'chumra. Again, we say lakula, that you could do the schiras rishus from them, but not l'chumra, that you have to do it from both of them, or that they would have to make an eruv. Sifkato nudvami balabayas. So the Ramah said, eino oser imsachro mi balabayas. The other worker, whether it's a Jew or a goy, will not aser as long as he did the schiras in the balabayas. V'hu adinim sachru ha-reshus me'echo min ha-schirim. The same thing would be true if you did the schiras reshus from one of the workers. Die, that would be enough. They ain't srichin liskar mikulam. You would not need to do the schiras reshus from all the workers. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Yud Zayin. Shnei chatzero zolif nimizo. So we have a new case over here. We have two chatzeros, one inside the other. The Yisrael, the Einu Yehudi Bapnimis. You have one Jew and one guy on the inner chatzer. The Yisrael Bechitzona and one more Yisrael on the outer one. Oh, She Yisrael Einu Yehudi Bechitzona, or the opposite. You have a Jew and a guy on the outside. The Yisrael Bapnimis. And a Yisrael on the inside. So you have two Jews and a guy. So split up in one of those two ways, or a third way. Afilu eino yehudi b'apnimis, even if the guy is by himself on the inner chatzer, u'shnei yisraelim b'chitzon, the two Jews are on the outside. In all these cases, all together between the two chatzeros that are one inside the other, you have two yisraelim and one guy. Oser. So then the guy asks if you don't do schiyas or shus, because it's like being in one chatzer, since one is inside the other, as we will see. V'yesh mi she'omer, there is a shita that says, Shafilu eino yehudi b'apnimis, even if there's one guy inside, v'yisrael echad b'achitzona, and only one Jew outside, oser. So normally we've been discussing that if you have two Yisraelim and one guy, the guy asks, but one Jew and one guy we're not concerned about, they never asked. But there are those who say that in this case, where there's one guy on the inside, one Jew on the outside, then the guy will in fact aser, says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan and Zayin. Zulifnim Mizu. A very important point. The two chatzeros are set up one inside the other. Ujrisas raglam shel hapnimim derech chotzer hachitzona. The way of the inner chotzer to get out towards the Rosh Rabbim is to go through the outer chotzer. That's the way they get in and out, so they have rights to walk through the outer chotzer. So in all these cases, the one guy will ask on the two Jews, no matter how they're split up. Oser al chotzer achitzona. They will aser. The guy will aser on the outer chotzer. Ad she yiskor harashus me'anochri, until they do schiyas rashus on the guy. V'tam kol eile. The reason for all these cases is the chashvinon ki ilu kulam darim b'chotzer achitzona. Since the inner chotzer has walkways and walk rights to go through the outer chatzer, we view them all as if they're living in the outer chatzer. Kevon shadrisas raglam olavam utsuyim sham, since they have the right to walk through and they're found there. The gozru bazem mishum, and Chazal made a gzeira in this case, they have to schiras rishus, otherwise it's aser. Shemma yulmudu mimaisav. Again, like we saw before, you might learn from the guy, and therefore you have to schiras rishus. Again, we hope he won't rent it and you'll move away from him. Umikom mokom yisrael hadar bepnimis. However, in the case where the Yisrael is living on the inside with the guy, mutter l'talta v'chatzero mibesel l'chatzer. We said the only Yisraelim are in the outer chatzer, because then we view everyone together. But if there's a Jew and a guy on the inner chatzer, the Jew can carry freely without sriras rishus from the guy in the inner chatzer, from his house to the chatzer. She'ein ha'akum osal Yisrael yichidi. Because as we've been discussing, a guy does not aser on one individual Yisrael, and in the inner chatzer there's one Yisrael and one guy, so the Yisrael is mutter to carry from his house to the chatzer, does not need sriras rishus. Aye, there's another Jew in the outer chatzer. The ain chatzer achitzona oser love. The Jew in the outer chatzer will not aser on the Jew in the inner chatzer. Sharei ain lo olav drisas haregel, because the one in the outer chatzer has no rights to walk through the inner chatzer. It's the opposite. The ainu mitzuyim shloshtem bechatzer apnimi, and the three of them are not normally found together in the inner chatzer. Menela v'lo gozru v'zech hacham, and the chacham did not make exer in that case. So although a Jew and a guy on the inside and a Jew on the outside they're usher without schiras rishus, but on the inside, the Jew on the inside is mutter, because that's one Yisrael and one guy, the way they weren't ushering. The fact that there's a Jew outside, but he has no rights inside, he will not create a problem. The Mechaber ended off Sif Yud Zayin and wrote that there is a shita that says even one guy on the inside and one Yisrael on the outside will aser. Now that's a chiddush, because normally one guy and one Yisrael, they do not aser. You do not need schiras rishus. Says the Mishnah Berurah Nuntes, the af agad the b'chol mokom Yisrael echad im akum eino oser. Even though normally one Jew and one guy, we don't aser. Afilu im darim b'chatzer echad, even if they're in one courtyard. Svirulei, this shita holds the hachagar tfei, this case is worse. The bechatzer shehu lifnim mechatzer, when you have one chatzer inside another chatzer, lav kuli al miyadi miva mi darbo. Not everyone knows exactly who's living inside the inner chatzer. V'yach shevu kidorim bogam Yisrael mevarakum. They might think that besides the Jew on the outside and the guy on the inside, maybe there's another Yisrael on the inside as well. They don't know what's going on that inner chatzer. V'chichazu demetatali bechitzom. And if they see you carrying freely in the outer chatzer, also, lemeimar, they're going to come to say the shari belis schiras b'mekomakum, that even when there are two Jews and a guy, it's mutter to carry without schiras rishus. Mikomakom la'alocha lo naktinakein halacha l'maisa. We don't go like this machmir shita the v'yeshmi she'omer ki harbe achronim dochun zeh mehalacha. Many achronim pushed away this shita from halacha. Says the mechaber v'ayter sif yudches. Eino Yehudi shehiskir beiso l'chaveiro eino Yehudi. You have a guy that owns a house in a chatzar with Jews, and he rents out his house to another guy. So im nishar lo shum tfisa b'bayis, if the original owner, the maskir, left over some hand that he has in the bayis, meaning sheyesh lo rishus laniel shom shum kelim, he left himself rights that he can place kelim in the house that he rented out if he wants. So you cholam liskar mimenu, you could do schiras rishus from the owner, from the maskir, even though he rented it out because he still has a hand in the bayis. The imlo nishar lo shum tfisa, but if he left no grab of his own in that house, he can't put anything there. Still, im yochol hamaskir lasalik asocher tosmano, if the one who rented out the house has the right to remove the one who's renting the house whenever he wants, totesman, so that also is a sign of rights, and memele yecholam v'skrimimenu. So there's two ways that you can do the schiras rishus from the owner who rents out his house to another guy. Either he left himself rights to put items in that house, or he left himself over rights not to put things in the house, but to remove the renter whenever he wants. In those two cases, we, the Yidden, can do the schiras rishus from the owner, from the maskir. V'im lav, but if that's not the case, eino moel ella imkein yiskeru me'asocher. Then the only way to do schiras rishus is from the renter, the one who's actually living in the house right now. The Ramo says, v'hu adin ish acher sheyesh lo tfisa b'bayis, so to any other random person that has a hold in the house, yicholim liskar mimenu, you could do the schiras rishus from him, to logarim ischiru lokito. Someone who has some rights in the house is no worse than a regular worker. If you could do schiras rishus to the worker, certainly could do schiras rishus through the person who has rights in the house. Says the Mishaburis of Kotan Samach, sheyesh lo rishus, the first case of the Mechaber was that the one who was maskir, who rented out the house, remained with rights that he can put things in the house. Ratzalomar, afal pishlo in yasham. Even if he didn't exercise those rights, he didn't put anything there, but he has those rights, you could do schiras rishus through him. V'atam, the reason is, the logorom is schiru lokito shanochrim, of where is Sefir Aleph. It's no worse, again, than the worker of the goy that we discussed in Sefir Aleph. The lefi sheyesh lo rishus l'shamish abayis, since he has rights to make use of the house, sochrim mimenu. You can rent out from him, meaning the schiru lokito. So haymaskir nami, this owner also, the yesh lo rishus l'shamish abayis, that he left over for himself rights to use the house, sochrim mimenu, you can also rent from him. We said in the Mechaber, even if you can't make use of the house by putting things there, if you can remove the renter whenever you want, we can also do schiras rishus to the maskir. Kigon shehis neimo. For example, he made a tnai with the renter, shereshus biyado l'salkol kozman shiur, so that the maskir can remove the soicher whenever he wants. So then, sivkoton samach beiz yecholim liskar mimenu, you can do schiras rishus from the owner. Afilo silko adayin. Again, even if he didn't, in the first case, start using the house, and in the second case, he didn't remove the renter, you still could do schiras rishus because he has those rights. Sharei shir lo adayin zuchus bechatzero. Because he left over certain zuchusim in the chatzer, so that gives him enough rights to do the schiras rishus. Still, it's obvious the mikol shekein the yecholim liskar me'asocher. Certainly, you could rent out from the renter. The chiddush of the mechaber is even the maskir who's not living there, but he has certain rights. You could rent from him, but certainly you could rent from the one who's living there. It's his house right now, so certainly you could rent from the renter. The kol habayis shalo achshav. Right now, the whole house is his. The kosuv beis yosef afilu asocher motzi beis. So, even if the socher is commonly found in the house, im rotza liskar me'amaskir socher. If you want to do the rental from the owner, from the maskir, you can. So you have a choice in these cases. From the socher for sure works, from the maskir also works. It doesn't matter that the socher is there a lot, the maskir is never there. You could do the schiras rishus from either one of them. Sivkotan samach gimel. The Ramo said it doesn't have to be a case of a maskir and a socher. Anyone that has a tfisa and the bias, you can do the schir from him. Pirish, the lo tema, don't say dafka ba maskir mahani zem mishum sheshir lo zchus b'chatzer. Don't say only by the maskir, who's the real owner, who let himself write. That's where you can do the schiras from kamash v'lon. The chiddush is the gam b'shacher. Even another person, mahani, it helps. Kevin sheesh lo akal panim mishus l'shamisham. Since he has rights to use the house, even if he's not an owner of the house, again, he's no worse than schiru lakito, like the Ramo said, you can do it from him also. So, he has a hand in the house. Again, here also, just like by the masker, if he has rights to put things in the house, even if he didn't exercise the rights, he didn't put things in the house, he has the rights. That's good enough. Kamavur la'el, the Sif Yud Beis. We'll stop here and continue tomorrow with Shem with Sif Yud Tes.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.